Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today, as always, is the one and only New York Times and internationally best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me is Sean Farrar, husband
extraordinaire,
former cop, former Floridian, and current Mainer and business owner. Dogs Smarter Than People is the podcast that gives you writing tips, life tips. It's adorably quirky, and we always start with a random thought.
You know, I just want to say, we are not responsible for anything caused by you paying attention to any of our life tips, even though they're all diamonds.
Diamonds.
Or diamonds in the rough.
Hey, it's random thought bedtime. Yeah. Or random cough in bedtime. Yeah. Holy crap. The other day I was on an airplane because I had to do school visits. And the airplane hadn't taken off yet. It was going from Philadelphia to Greensboro, North Carolina. And somebody...
Past gas.
Yeah, man. But it was no ordinary gas.
Past gas.
It was no ordinary gas.
This has been a gassy week.
I know, man. Wait, why?
I had my experience yesterday.
I don't think people want to hear about that.
It wasn't my personal experience. What's the difference? What literally is the difference? One involved farting and one
Tell the story. Tell the story.
Well, don't point that thing at me. Uh-huh. People are going to wonder what that is. Anyways.
I was itching my arm.
So I was at one of the houses that I work at. And the insulators were there to spray foam the basement walls.
This backstory.
Well, it's very important to the story.
All right.
So it's expanding, you know, foam insulation that they spray on the basement walls. So they started spraying. And one of the insulators had previously asked me if he could use the bathroom where it was, so I pointed it out to him, the downstairs half bath. And so they started spraying, and I was in the kitchen up, first floor. And pretty soon the fumes from the insulation process started coming up through the floor and permeating the rest of the house, and it was getting a little smelly. And then the same insulator that had asked to use the bathroom went outside to do something. But he was gone for like 10 minutes. And then I saw him walk back by because I was working. And right after he walked by, it was the most atrocious bowel smell. Not emanating from him, but coming from that bathroom, which he had obviously just used. And it was far superior.
To any?
To the smell of the toxic fumes from the insulation process. Yes. Yeah, it was a gold medal winner as far as
bathroom. I don't know. You weren't on that plane.
Well, that's a different category.
People were gagging.
That's gas expulsion. This was actual using of the restroom.
People were like, sweet mother of God.
So funny.
Somebody actually said, sweet mother of God.
The only way to make that better is if you're the one that let the gas go.
It was definitely not me.
No, I mean anybody.
Oh my God.
And you can laugh and then inside in private and be like.
And we were all like, okay, it's only a 1 hour plane ride.
Yeah.
But we got stuck like waiting for 2 hours for the de-icing machine in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you guys were waiting for a long time.
It was so long, man.
Did it happen again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but none of the... Never really... No, the first one was golden.
That's because he was... He or she was holding that first one. And finally, they couldn't anymore.
The flight was one of those flights where the flight attendants weren't allowed to walk around, so you didn't even get water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they thought it was too bumpy. I didn't really think it was that bumpy, but apparently...
You're a pretty tough flyer, honey.
They thought it was bumpy. And then the only time the ladies got... They were both ladies. Oh, the only time they got up was to do the cabin check at the end to make sure everybody's seat belts were on and there was nothing in everybody's laps, blah, 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 and their seat backs were up. And they... I don't know how to explain this with words, but they went down the aisle with hand over hand up, like stretched up above their heads, like holding on to the place where you put the suitcases, what, overhead compartments.
There you go, baby.
And it was so funny. I was just like, really? 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 It was amazing. And flight attendants are amazing, but I was just like, what? What? And then when
maybe
we were landing,
way rougher than you thought, and that fart had just affected your
maybe the fart had affected everyone, and it wasn't rough at all. and then my final part of my airplane story, which is not as exciting as Sean's story, but
oh, yeah,
we're like heading in for a landing, and all of a sudden we're going back up again, and then the pilot goes, you may have noticed that we have averted our landing. This is because we've been told there is a wildlife on the runway. Yes, there's wildlife on the runway, and it refuses to move. I have this image of like the people negotiating with the wildlife.
Yeah, right?
Like, we'll give you $5. How about a swamp over in like the west side of town?
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And that was my airplane trip.
That was part of your airplane trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, the exciting part.
Yeah, the only good part.
I'm kind of jealous about who the mystery farter was. That's like
Why would you want to be able to do that?
It's like the ultimate Dutch oven right there.
That's so
nobody
wrong.
Can escape it.
That's so wrong.
Writing tip of the pod. This podcast is what? Dutch oven your hero. Best title ever. So last month, Carrie was on an airplane where she was trapped on a Philadelphia runway for a while. Okay. Hours. And during those hours, someone kept expelling gas out the rectum.
In Sean language, that means fart.
Yes. Sean's not alone in speaking that language. Anyways, they were all trapped there, smelling the smell, and it was bad. So she said. But I believe her. Not bad enough for them to cancel the flight, which would have been awesome, except for the passengers. Anyways, which has allegedly happened in the past, but it was bad. We're not talking about the nice kind of Dutch ovens from Le Creuset, where you make phenomenal meals. We're talking about the kind where you're in bed with someone who you most likely have a certain amount of trust in. Or they have in you, whoever's the culprit. And then somebody makes a big bad fart and yanks the covers up and traps both parties inside. So there's no escape. It's the ultimate bonding experience.
And in there, they have to smell the smell.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what does that have to do with writing, right?
Right.
Because we got to tie this together. We can't just talk about Dutch ovens, apparently.
If you insist.
All right. So it has to do with writing tension. And here's writing tension tip number one. Writers need tension in their story, but you don't want to kill your reader with that tension, just like you don't want to kill that reader with the Dutch oven. Your tension has to have a goal and a purpose, and it's not just thrown in there for a reason. It's like when you're in a fight. You don't want to throw a punch without a purpose, right?
Right.
Not that I've ever been in a fight, but you want to knock someone down. Tension is like that. But if you let it all loose at once, think bad gas in a Dutch oven situation, and then you trap someone in there with all that tension, they're going to want to escape. And if there's no point in the tension except for tension, then the reader is going to be overwhelmed.
And try to escape.
Yeah, that means they're not going to read your book anymore.
Right.
You don't want that.
So is that like in a show? Like a series type show? All right, let's take specifically The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is Negan tension?
Yeah.
That was definitely escape-worthy tension. That's why. Yeah. That's what basically why we stopped watching.
That's a good example, right? Like, sometimes you're like, this tension is just for tension and it doesn't have any point. Like, right. Negan had a point, but then it got too overwhelming.
That's right.
With all these little sub-points and pretend tensions that weren't the true tension. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, I think you had issues insane. With consistency. So, writing tension tip number two is your hero, you want to trap them. You want that hero to be stuck in the Dutch oven and trying to get out. Trapping your hero makes the reader sympathize with the hero, right?
Yeah.
So you put them in an impossible situation. You make them work to get out of it. You have them trapped emotionally and physically and need desperately to escape. And all the tension in your story needs to be around that, right? Which I guess The Walking Dead didn't do in that season.
Being a hero sucks.
Yeah.
That season wasn't he on for like two or three?
It felt like forever.
That's
man.
The problem.
It felt
oh,
like
wow.
forever. Yeah. Whoop! Magic music.
Yeah.
Magic music. That means the writing tip of the pod time is here, and that means trap your hero, not your readers. Right, man?
That's right.
Boom!
Dog tip for life. Sparty really got into this one. It's one of his favorite things. He can't technically Dutch oven, but his tip pretty much explains it all. And I'll let Carrie relate it to writing after that.
No, we don't have to. It's dog tip for life, man.
Okay. Well, he simply said, it's best always to expel your gas silently and blame it on the humans. Which is exactly what got us onto that the random thought track of this.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
Because he farted.
He expelled gas.
And pretended like he was sleeping.
Yeah, it was really funny. Because his whole body tightened up right before it happened, so you know.
Yeah.
You know it was him.
That's right.
Yeah. He does that horrible. All the time. He does it all the time.
So many dogs are like. Hey, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And we'd also really appreciate it if you could like, share, or subscribe this podcast with the other people in your world.
Yeah, man.
Share a little bit of love and some likes and some subscriptions. Go ahead, man.
No, I thought you were done.
I was just going to say, if you wanna like read the serious version, although it's pretty serious most times around here. Okay, you can go right to the website. When the address is what, baby?
Oh, boy. It's a CarrieJonesBooks.blog.
I knew that. Yes. I was just trying to give you an intro and so you can talk.
Oh, thank you. You can also find more stuff about my books on there and more old podcast written versions under the Dogs Are Smarter Than People tab. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And YouTube.
And we're on YouTube.
What's the best way to look up our channel? It's really your channel.
It's really my channel. YouTube. But it's Carrie Jones Books.
All right.
Yeah. And we started making cooking videos on there to go along with our cooking blog segment that happens every Thursday. And the podcasts are there for those of you who are afraid of podcast format.
Right?
And have a Patreon. You can give a dollar so we can stop sounding like you can't stop hearing our breath every time. And
yeah, we could use a couple pieces of equipment.
Yeah, definitely. And you can also read a book that I never sent out to get published. But it's awesome.
So far it's good.
It's so good.
Really good.
So good. Better than our cooking blog. But check that.
Yeah.
Yay.
That might be funny.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Hey, the music made available in this podcast is awesome, and you can find it through the Creative Commons license. On the website, there's a link to that, and to the artist's website. And who is that artist, and what is that song? It's Night Owl by Broke for Free.